Welcome back. You're listening to This Week. Now, today is the day the polls go to the polls. The Polish election looks like a tight battle between the present government led by the Conservative Law and Justice Party, or PIS, and the opposition, the Civic Coalition, led by former EU Council President Donald Tusk. In a moment, we'll hear from our reporter in Poland. But first, there are over 90,000 Polish people living in Ireland. Some of them have been voting this morning at locations around the country and have been speaking to our reporter Anna Węglarczyk.
I think it's important for every citizen to vote and take part in the democratic process.
Why do you think those elections are so important for Poland?
It's one of the pivotal elections in Polish history, I'd say. This is the time when we can choose which party we really want in power. And it's really whether we're going to side with the EU or side against it, whether we're going to side with human rights or against.
Why did you came to vote today?
Because it's very important that something changes in Poland at the moment. The current political party has been in the government too long. They really come to a lot of different tactics that a lot of democratic countries would not agree with.
I came to vote today because I think Poland's in a very difficult spot within the European Union right now, and I think there needs to be a change with how European politics are being handled in the country, and because I feel like Poland's kind of on the outskirts right now and kind of drifting more away from it, and of course European relations are really important.
And why do you think these elections are so important for Poland?
I think the European relations in general are getting really soured relationships with Brussels, especially around migration and in general human rights issues such as gay rights, gay marriage, things like that. And I think for Poland to become the country that it can be and to become the successful European nation, it has to have change in those social policy areas.
Those were some Polish people in Dublin casting their votes in the Polish election, speaking to our reporter Anna Węglarczyk. Let's go to Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan now, who's in Warsaw. Liam, what has this election been about? What have the parties been campaigning on?
The two main issues have really been immigration and national security. I think so. We heard it in some of the Vox there, the Vox Pops. They touched on those issues as well. But immigration, both of those issues have been driven largely by the ruling Law and Justice Party. It's tried to galvanise its voting base over fears around immigration and EU migrant quotas. The opposition, led by Donald Tusk, has campaigned on the economy, on inflation, and on women's rights, but they've also had to engage on immigration as well to avoid losing swing voters.
And it is looking like a tight contest, Liam. I mean, does that mean that whoever wins might not win by much and might need to reach beyond their core base for some support down the line?
Yeah, I think it's very possible that whichever party forms the next government is going to have to reach out to other smaller parties. The role of smaller parties is very important in this election. It's been a tight contest throughout. Law and Justice, they are still polling, and they have done throughout the election as the biggest party. They've led by about five to 8 points over Tusk's centrists. But they're polling at about, Law and Justice that is, they're polling at about 35%, and that translates into about 190 seats. That's 40 seats too short for a majority in the Polish Parliament. Law and Justice doesn't have the options for coalition partners that Donald Tusk's centrist coalition have. There was talk leading up to the in the last few weeks that Law and Justice would form a coalition with the far right Confederation, but it has said that there's no way it's going into government with Law and Justice. Whereas Donald Tusk centrists, they have more options. They can lean over to the left and also a centre right party, and I think they'd probably form more of a natural coalition together.
Ukraine will have a close eye on this election as well, Liam, because Poland has been a big supporter of Ukraine, has provided billions in military aid and taken in nearly 2 million refugees. What are the implications for Ukraine if there is any change to the government or arising out of this election in general?
I think whatever government emerges will continue to support Ukraine, even militarily. Last month, Prime Minister Morawiecki surprised a lot of people when he announced that Poland was stopping deliveries of new weapons to Ukraine. But I think we need to look at those comments within the context of a general election campaign. and a farming vote, a rural vote that is very important to law and justice. Whereas Tusk has also held meetings with Ukrainian delegations and he's reaffirmed his support for Ukraine. So I think whatever government is formed, they will continue to support Ukraine.
All right. RTE's Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan in Warsaw, thank you for talking to us today.